This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on February the 27th, 2018. This is the third in a series of podcasts based on Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. From this text, we are considering the immediate context of the phrase, faith in the working of God. The verse reads, "Having been buried with him through baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." Colossians 2, verse 12. Note with me the phrase, "you were also raised up with him." In the very act of baptism, we are being raised up with Christ. Now, we are not merely symbolizing our being raised up with him at an earlier time. No, not at all. But we are, by faith, being raised up with Christ at that precise moment. We are buried with Christ in the deadness of our sins, but we are raised up spiritually alive and well in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul also writes about this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. There he says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." When we are raised up with Christ, we are raised up to walk a new life. It is a life that's different from our old life of sin. He writes in Romans chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, "Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin." So, the New Testament is abundantly clear. Our new life in Christ begins when we are risen with him from our baptism. Later in Colossians, the Apostle Paul talks about the new life we are to live following our baptism. He said, "If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." Colossians 3, verse 1. And then he adds in verse 5, "Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry." This is the putting aside of the old self and the beginning of a new life that's referred to by the Apostle Paul as walking in newness of life. Some think that baptism can have nothing to do with the receiving of a new life in Christ because we receive this new life by the grace of God, and therefore we are to do nothing about it ourselves. But that's not so. Next time we'll be looking at the phrase, "through faith in the working of God," and we will see that this is all a part of God's plan to bestow upon us the blessings we find in Jesus Christ. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn. Thanks for listening.